It can also be an influence. I'm pretty sure that the literature has something to say about, we're always presenting our best selves on social media, and so kind of being constantly exposed to other people's representation of their best self is not always great for one's own self-esteem. So I think there's this really challenging dynamic of, it's a place where you go to both validate yourself, but also you question yourself. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's all changing in sort of society and culture simultaneously. I think social media is probably part of that. I mean, we certainly see things like political discourse shifting and social media being a place where a lot of that is happening. So I think one could make a pretty strong case that anecdotally, social media is part of the fabric that students are growing up in, and that's certainly different than, say, when I was an undergrad, 15, 20 years ago. It's really hard to isolate it, though. I know from the folks that I've talked to who are managing mental health, things like disclosure and normatization, trying to figure out what normal looks like and how to sort of assess that, and especially when one's own sense of self is not super reliable, trying to do that on a very broad social scale or a global scale is virtually impossible. And so having those conversations, being able to sort of assess that within a tight-knit group seems to be much more healthy and helpful for those individuals. I actually think that that's, thinking about sort of scopes of conversation, scopes of posting is probably a really good place to start. The fact that sort of the norms for Twitter is it's a global public platform. We've seen that is, neither particularly healthy for the discourse. It's also not, it doesn't seem to be particularly well supportive of folks who are trying to manage mental illness. So I wonder if thinking more intentionally about who can see information and kind of what visibility it has associated with it might be a really helpful step. I think a lot of the tools that are coming online now that provide a little bit more self-awareness about how technology is being used is probably pretty helpful. So the idea that like screen time on Apple or whatever its counterpart is on Android, where people can sort of self-assess, am I spending a lot more time online? Am I spending a lot more time sort of ruminating over what other people are saying or posting? And having that be sort of available to them so that it's not something where you sort of mindlessly drift off into an endless self-comparison with what other people are doing online. Increasing that awareness might be a helpful tool.
We, as faculty, often talk about the way that they communicate is different. You know, the writing's different, the way they talk is different, much more short, much more clipped. But really, the way they think is different. The way I think is different than the generation ahead of me. I mean, that's, it's not, I'm not trying to, stigmatize any group, but at the same time, the rapid staccato pace of information exchange that comes with social media tends to change the way we read. You know, it changes the way that we think. I'm affected by that. I know in the last 5 years, my reading attention span is shorter than it used to be. When I'm having intellectual discourse, my patience is a lot, lot shorter. And I'm, like a lot of my students, expecting multiple channels to be available. So the idea sometimes of being stuck in a room and having a one-on-one dialogue, there's an anxiety that comes with that. And I see that with students all the time. Part of the problem is when we talk about social media, most social media platforms are incentivized to get traffic, either for advertising or just for, having that kind of core capital of a market for people to use for whatever reason. And because of that, most of their algorithms, most of their interfaces are built on encouraging increased use, whether or not that's in the best interest of the user. So when we're thinking about Facebook, I can get lost in Facebook for hours if I'm not careful. I was just talking to a colleague who was saying, I got lost in YouTube last night for a couple. I just went down a rabbit hole. I'm like, it's very easy to do, but the algorithm is also designed to help you do that, to make that tempting, to kind of reinforce usage, because the longer you're on, the better it is for them, either because of ad impressions or, you know, again, having that, you know, being able to give those audience and user statistics. Those values that are embedded in that system can be antithetical to mental health preservation. What can they do to change the platform, you know, to either change the way we talk or change the way that we engage each other through that platform, and not let it just be about maximizing the time or intensity of the contact with the tool? We're seeing more of that, what I think of as social responsibility, creeping up in the design. But again, that's only just started. So right now it's still kind of the Wild West, and we are dealing with these large corporations that are built on advertising models, and they are setting social norms that are flowing through all these other institutions. And unfortunately, that makes seeing people through that and what they're struggling with a little harder, because we're reducing it all down to these very particular ways of interacting with each other.
It's like a double-edged sword in a way for me, because, you know, I see these people like posting, you know, very creative and inspirational content, and it sort of makes me want to do something like that myself. But also another time, on the flip side, it brings me down, like, thinking I'm not like these other people. I'm not as talented or excellent or whatnot. Like, people's relationship with social media changes over time, and, like, you sort of start to pick up on, like, awareness of these things. And at least speaking from my own personal experience, I, like, get it, I guess, in a way, a sense of guilt where it's, like, I know I shouldn't be doing this, so I need to change, or I should be changing the information that I'm letting come into my life, and also be more mindful of it.
Maybe in the past it has been very negative, like, especially being a bodybuilder and stuff like that, constantly comparing myself to other bodybuilders, like constantly wanting to be bigger and stuff like that. But I've had a point in my life where I do not compare myself to anyone else. I am who I am, and I like who I am, and I know who I want to be. So I don't use social media as a way to look at negative things and like compare myself to people negatively and stuff like that. It makes me happy to see my friends posting cool things that they're doing, to see that like somebody got accepted into this grad school, sounds like, see like, oh, my buddy's little sister just got accepted into college, something like that. Like, that is like positive stuff. And I use my Instagram specifically to spread a message of positivity and love, and to fight all of the negativity that is on social media, that comes with social media. Can't let the negativity, we can't let the negative outweigh the positive. And that comes down to the people. I think that comes down to each one of us wanting a better life for us, for our friends, for our family, for our future generations. Like, this is the first generation of the of social media. It's like, is this what we want our kids to have to deal with, or are we going to create something positive? Like, social media, like the word social media kind of has a negative context now. Like, you hear the word social media and it's like, oh, something like negative is going to come after it. It's like, on social media, like, there's a little video popping up that's making children want to hurt themselves. Like, that's not cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's extremely negative. And there's people out there that are going to continue to do that. And it's our choice to do nothing, which is, it is a choice to do absolutely nothing and not care, or to fight back against it, or to be a part of it. And it's like, I choose to fight back the negativity with love and with peace and with positivity and things like that. And I think the more people that start standing up and are choosing to use their platforms for good reasons, like the real Tarzan we talked about earlier, and take the attention you're getting and to put a positive message behind every bit of it, is a decision. And we just need more and more people like that.